You're listening to Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk. And here is your host, Tracy Brown.
So today is the day. Today is the day that I begin a journey that I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks. So not a really long time, but long enough to know that it keeps coming up, which means there is something for me to do about it. Today I start a journey called Walk Your Talk. Walk your talk. How often we use that phrase. And we all know what it means. If you're going to talk about a thing, talk about a concept, talk about your values, talk about what's important to you, that's one thing. But do you actually live your life in accordance with those values, with that priority, with that commitment? So what keeps coming up for me is that walking your talk as it relates to being a spiritual leader who wants to develop a spiritual community where there is inclusion, where all kinds of people are working together, worshiping together, and changing the world, as well as changing their individual lives, then it requires you to learn, yes. And learning often leads us to talking about what we know, what we understand, how we're growing, and what our intentions are. But you also have to walk that talk. Now, around the same time in the last couple of weeks, I have been noticing that I have not been getting enough exercise. I have not been moving as much as I normally do. And even though I set an intention about 6 or 7 weeks ago that I would walk, if not daily, at least 5 days a week. And the two have come together, beginning now. So every time that I walk in my neighborhood or other places, I am going to talk about inclusion in spiritual communities. Walk your talk. And Tracy will talk while she walks. So I don't really know where this will go. I don't know how long it will last. I simply know that today begins this journey. So I'm out walking, and it's really very fascinating when you're walking, at least in the neighborhood where I live, that it's beautiful, it's peaceful, and I'm walking today pretty early in the morning, so I've been hearing the birds chirping and different birds chirping differently. And I realize, you know, I don't know the sounds one bird makes different from another bird because I've never really studied birds. And I don't know that I really consciously have ever noticed that different birds make different sounds, you know, except for really obvious differences, like if I'm at the zoo or something. But just in my local neighborhood. And then I looked up and I saw a cardinal, which I recognized because I grew up in Missouri, and the cardinal is the state bird. So it, of course, is one of the birds that I can look at and identify immediately. And I stop and I watch the cardinal, and I'm recognizing that I recognize it. And it's so interesting because, like, I'm familiar with it. And so I'm not so much curious about it, a little curious about, you know, wow, I don't see very many, you know, cardinals in this part of town or this part of the country. And so, oh, well, look, there's a cardinal. I recognize it. I know it. I'm familiar with it. And I'm observing it. How cool is that? And then it flies away, and I hear birds, you know, chattering at each other. And so I look further and notice that there are two other birds on the other side of this pretty big tree. The red bird flies away, and these two birds are just talking to each other and moving around the tree. And they're different. And I don't know what kind of birds they are. I mean, I kind of think I know that they might be, but I don't really know what kind of birds they are. And I notice them moving around. Now, it's not that I dislike these birds. I don't. I just am like, oh, what kind of birds are they? And because they were quiet when the red bird was nearby, as soon as the red bird moved away, they began chattering. And I thought, how in all of this, it immediately hit me. How do we do that in life? Someone shows up in our environment and we're familiar with them by race, by sexual orientation, by age group, by the language spoken. I don't know. What ways do I find myself familiar or feeling like, oh, this is familiar, I'm comfortable? And then I see people who are different from me in some significant way. I'm not as familiar with them. Am I curious? Am I curious about who they are and what their background has been? Am I curious, or am I threatened? Do I feel I need to protect my territory? Like maybe the dogs you just heard barking as I walked by a lovely home. Their job is to protect their territory. And who is this stranger walking on the street? So it's very interesting how our behavior changes. When I saw the birds I didn't recognize, I was curious about them. I didn't feel threatened by them, of course. I just realized I don't know what kind of bird they are. And look at them. They're having an exchange, and I wonder what they're talking. But sometimes when I see people who I'm not familiar with, I'm not so curious. I might feel threatened. I might back away. I might cross the street. It seems like a little bit of a silly comparison, but it really does make me think. If I'm going to be a leader in a spiritual community, I have to start with myself and notice how I engage in the world when I'm with people I'm comfortable with and when I'm with people I'm not so comfortable with. Walking your talk means actually, I believe, it means that we seek out situations, events, circumstances where we are with people we're not familiar with. We seek out those experiences so that our first reaction, our knee-jerk reaction, is curiosity before safety. Now, don't take this to the extreme. Obviously, if you are in a condition, a circumstance, a situation, a location where there is physical danger apparent, I'm not talking about that, right? That's the extreme. I'm talking about in our day-to-day world, going to a movie in a different neighborhood or going to a social event for an organization where there are many people who you don't know. Even going to the grocery store. What happens if you see someone and you think, well, this is my neighborhood grocery store, and that person doesn't look familiar, or that person doesn't look like they fit in here? Like, what does that even mean? They don't look like they fit in here. And then, are you on guard? Or are you curious? Or do you just pretend not to notice and distance yourself in a mental and emotional way? Stained glass spiritual leaders are intentionally trying to create spiritual communities where oneness does not require sameness. Stained glass spirit communities have leaders who understand that there is great opportunity in the diversity that shows up as humanity. Leaders of stained glass spirit communities seek out that diversity, welcome it, and then make sure that they and as many people as possible within their community are able to, willing to, and equipped to welcome diversity with curiosity, explore that diversity with love, and grow together to be a physical example of the spiritual qualities of harmony and unity and love. My name is Tracy Brown, and that's it for this episode of Walk Your Talk.
Thanks for listening to Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk. For more information and inspiration, visit stainedglassspirit.net.